Welcome to today's Peace to Live By 2-Minute Feature. Now here's today's message.
Let's be honest, it can feel good to wallow in self-pity. The problem with that is that self-pity denies the truth. It denies what God has said about us. And by being pitiful, we cannot pursue happiness. We can't be a victim and be happy at the same time. It is our old person, or what we might even call the sin nature, that delights in self-pity. Sure, we can sit around and say, life sucks, it's horrible, see how I just got screwed in this situation. That's just the way life works. What the person doesn't realize, though, is that thinking like this only breeds more thinking like this. That is, it causes more negative thinking. And the more the negative the thinking, the less the faith. The less the faith, the lesser God's power flows in our lives. It's just that simple. We were made to live happy lives as Christians, but we cannot have any claim to that happiness while clinging to the old ways, the self-pitying ways. What a lot of the self-help teachers have told us then becomes true, that attitude actually is altitude.
All right, thanks, Daniel. We'll be back tomorrow with another message from Daniel Litton on the Peace to Live By 2-Minute Feature.